Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created humans and he divided them into males and females. And he revealed ahkamat to every Prophet alayhi salam and even to the final Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now from those ahkamat is that there are certain members of each gender that a person has to keep a distance from, meaning he cannot speak freely with them, he cannot intermingle with them, he can only speak to them if there is a need. And these are famous categories, maharim, ghair maharim, and we should all learn about who are our maharim, those who we can freely conversate with, sit with, discuss things with, look at, and who are our ghair maharim. Now today, the society and the time we live in, Allahu Akbar, so many things are going on, ma'azallah, where people are speaking freely, openly, even offensively, in an unlawful, lewd way to people of the other gender. This is something that we should be mindful of. The Prophet ﷺ once mentioned that zina is of many types, fornication. You could have fornication of the hands, and that is to touch something which is forbidden, ana mahram. Zina of the tongue is to speak in that wrong manner. Zina of the eyes is to look at someone unlawfully. So these are things that we have to take into consideration, and we can't just say everyone's doing it and it's all taking place and we join the bandwagon. No, as a Muslim there are rules that we have to adhere to, and it is these rules that we adhere to and follow that will lead us to the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and inshallah paradise as well. So be very careful, learn Islamic knowledge and inshallah implement it in your lives as well.